This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today for Sports Radio 94 WIP. You got Francisco Rojas here. The day after, the morning after, the Phillies season comes to an end. We're here Thursday, October 10th, and the Phillies, a season that was supposed to end in a World Series run. Don't get it twisted. This season was supposed to be World Series or bust. It was that way from the beginning of the year. It didn't matter if they won the division or the wild card. This team was good enough to win the World Series. They were good enough, especially after the beginning of the season where they showed how good their rotation could be. And heading into the playoffs this year, this team was supposed to win the World Series. Yes, the Dodgers are good over there. That series with the Padres is going to five. But the Phillies were just as good, if not better, than the Dodgers. Had better pitching. Even their offense, maybe even just as good, even with Ohtani there in LA. They can beat one of those teams there in the American League in the World Series. Any of those teams in the American League. The Tigers, the Guardians, the Royals, and the Yankees, they could beat any one of those teams over there in the American League. This team was 100%, 110% good enough to win it all. They were good enough. And the season comes to an end by losing in four games to your rival New York Mets. I asked for it. I wanted the Mets. Some people did, some people didn't. Felt like a lot of people didn't. And maybe, you know, they were right and I was wrong. I really don't care. I didn't care if it was the, but honestly, at the end of the day, if it was the Brewers or the Mets, the series is more about the Phillies beating themselves. I do want to give credit to the Mets, and I will give credit to them in a little bit. I'm kind of just going to react and give my thoughts after last night. So I want to start here. That's pretty much what the show is going to be. If there's time at the end, I'll update you on what else is going around with the other series, the other games that happened last night. I'm sure you don't really give a crap about that right now. But again, if there's like a minute or two at the end, we could talk about that for a second. But I want to start here. There was a point last night, you know, and there were a lot of times in this series where I felt like, look, oh man, I'm done with this team. Like, this team's cooked. This team's done. You hear that term used a lot nowadays, right? All right, this player's cooked. This team's cooked. Whatever. Felt that way, you know, a lot in this series, especially after, even after game one when they lost, even after the Wheeler game where they you know, right away. I still felt like, wow, this doesn't feel right. This feels like this team's cooked. I still had hope. Even after the Lindor Grand Slam last night, I still had hope. I still felt like, again, like I had mentioned here, this team was good, was too good. This team was way too good to lose in the divisional series. It felt a little bit like last year after Kyle Schwarber struck out in the eighth inning in game seven to Kevin Ginkle in Arizona. And I felt like there's no way. And it almost felt like that way last night. It felt like, okay, this team's going to lose, but I can't believe it still to a certain extent. Even after multiple games in this series, feeling that way, feeling like, man, this team just doesn't have it. They don't want it. Whatever it is, this offense doesn't, they just want to live and die by who they are, which is just being a hot and cold team, which honestly just isn't going to get it done offensively. I don't care how good you are. You might put up the numbers in the regular season, but it's not going to work in the playoffs. The playoffs is a different type of animal. But again, like I said, I still had hope. There was still that feeling inside of, and maybe it was just because I love this team. But there was still hope. And I got to the ninth. We get to the ninth inning, and of course they put runners on base. And Edwin Diaz is like, "Oh my gosh!" It's like Edwin's, you know, he's all over the place, and that's kind of what. And I, honestly, how last night worked out is kind of just sort of like a reflection of Edwin Diaz's career, where he's incredible, you know, for a season or stretches, and then he's horrible for a season or stretches, and that's kind of what Edwin Diaz did last night. He was all over the place to start the inning and then was able to get it together and look like one of the better closers in baseball. And that's how the season would come to the end for the Philadelphia Phillies. I still had hope. I just did. And I still had hope even when they got those runners on base last night. Man, this team is just too good to lose in the divisional series. And to the Mets, who I don't even think the Mets are that good of a team. I think they're just a team that has gotten hot. They're a team who has gotten hot, who has had certain players, you know, especially on that pitching staff, like Sean Manaea, pitching well. I mean, he's been a big X factor for them. I still don't know how much I believe in Sean Manaea overall, you know, as a pitcher. But, you know, the last 3 months, he's been really good, and credit to him. Team is just too good to lose in the divisional series. It just reminds me a little bit. I don't know, for those of you out there, I don't know how much this reminds you of 2011. Now, it was a bit of a different season. You know, the rotation they had, that was like an all-time rotation. You know, the names, especially Halliday, Lee, Hamels, Oswalt, you get the point. And that team that year winning, you know, having the franchise win record that season. I don't know. I mean, it is a bit of a different season. You know, expectations were there from the jump. They had won a World Series a couple of years before, but still, there's still a bit of a similarity this year to that, at least the way this year ended to that year. Just because it just doesn't make sense still. I mean, yeah, it does in a way of the offense being hot and cold and the way they lost in a very similar fashion to the Arizona Diamondbacks, just as far as the offense goes, and that being the main reason they lost that series in comparison to this series. I still have just kind of almost a similar feeling to 2011 in just that. This team was supposed to go win a championship. This team was supposed to go do that, and they had the chance to do that this year, So, team is just too good. There's too much talent on this offense. There's too much talent from 1 through 9. Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner. Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos, Alec Bohm, all-star this year. JT Realmuto. Brandon Marsh, who I think is underrated and then has not proved that to me in this divisional series, has not proved to me that he's underrated. But most of these names here, you know, 1 through 5, plus JT and Marsh, that's 7 of your 9 hitters where I think you have one of the best offenses in baseball. You have one of the best offenses in baseball. You are top 5 in just about every category. You were 7th in home runs, whatever, still top 10. Overall in Major League Baseball this year, 5th in batting average, 5th in on-base percentage, 5th in OPS, 5th in runs scored, 5th in stolen bases. That is not just 5th, all of that in the National League. It is in all of baseball. You are one of the best offenses in baseball, and there's just too much talent on this offense. There's just way too much talent. Just too much. Too good. Too good. Roster was too good. Not just the offense. The roster was too good. The three parts of the that make up a baseball team for the Philadelphia Phillies were elite. I just talked about the offense. The rotation. Even if you take out, you know, Ranger and maybe not being the pitcher that he was in the first 2 months of the season. Wheeler, best pitcher in baseball, arguably. Aaron Nola, who I trust going into the postseason, didn't have the best postseason start, but Aaron Nola is still supposed to be elite for the most part. Christopher Sanchez has been elite this year and had a good start in the DS this year. The rotation was the very least a top 10 rotation, right? Top 10, probably top 5. And then the bullpen. Maybe their numbers overall don't reflect what they are, but the back end of the bullpen was elite. Estevez, Hoffman, Strom, Kerkering, Alvarado, as much as he's been up and down, I still think Jose Alvarado is an elite reliever. I don't know what exactly was wrong with him this year, but I still think he was an elite reliever. Even Jose Ruiz ended up the season being a solid arm out of the pen. Like this bullpen was still really good. They were elite. The three main parts that make up a Major League Baseball team, they were elite. It's too good. Too good. Way too good. And then too much experience. I know that this team hasn't been with each other like 10, 15 years. They haven't made this playoffs 15 straight times like the Dodgers and choked it away every single year. No, they didn't.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They weren't that, but the prior 2 years, 2022, you made a World Series run. 2023, you get to the CS, a game away from the World Series once again. And it's been pretty much the same core the last couple of years, save for a couple of players, for Schwarber and Turner that showed up last season. It's been pretty much the same team. And I didn't think that would be a problem. Who knows how you shake it up this offseason, because there has to be some type of shake up. We'll talk about that next pod. We could talk about the offseason next pod. We need to vent about last night. That is what this is about. So, too much experience. Too much. And then you have what happened last year against Arizona. And you go into this season thinking, oh yeah, they're all, you know, they're talking about how much they hated last season, about how it ended and how they want to get revenge this year, just in general about getting back to the World Series and trying to win it. And that was a bunch of BS, because you didn't show it. You didn't show it. It didn't happen this year. You didn't seem like you really cared about what happened last year in Arizona or against Arizona. It's a lot of experience there, man. There is a lot of experience. The last couple of years, making runs deep into the playoffs, there's experience there. There truly is. Next, I guess, takeaway, whatever, from last night. I do want to give, I said earlier in the pod, I wanted to give the Mets credit. The Mets deserve to win this series. I want to give credit to the Mets. Their offense showed up. Every single game, their offense showed up. 6 runs in game one, 6 runs in game two, 7 runs in game three, 4 runs in game four. They did pretty much what the Phillies offense should have done. Those are the type of numbers that the Phillies offense should have put up in this series, and the Mets did it. So credit to the New York Mets for their offense showing up in this divisional series. Sean Manaea, he more than showed up. He was great for them. Jose Quintana, last night, showed up. Their bullpen, even Seve to a certain extent, he didn't have an incredible start. I mean, he gave up a couple of those runs with the Harper and Castellanos home runs, but Seve, he showed up. He gave his team a chance to win that game. He wasn't the reason they lost that game. Their bullpen, for the most part, showed up. So I want to give the Mets credit. They played this series like they wanted it more, and it more than showed. Lindor with a big home run. Vientos was so clutch for them this series, and he's not an old player. He's a young player who had a breakout year this year, and he's going to be someone that's going to be tough for the Phils to deal with for years to come as well. Mets offense showed up. They showed up. Pete Alonso showed up. Their guys showed up. So credit to the Mets. But at the end of the day, the Phillies were supposed to be the better team. And the Phillies played like a team that treated this series like it was another one earlier in the year, earlier in the regular season. That's what they treated this like. They played and talked like a team after every single game. It was like, oh yeah, we just got to pass the baton and we just have to, just be ourselves. But not even that, but just like, they didn't sound... They were talking about, like, oh, it's baseball. Like, they sounded like a team that was just treating this game like it was another regular season series, and it truly showed. And it doesn't work that way. You had 5 games. Didn't have the rest of the regular season. Yeah, we know your offense can get hot and can carry you for a little while. You don't have time to be waiting for your offense to get hot. We don't have time to be waiting for guys. You don't have time in the postseason. You don't have time. At the end of the day, though, Phils, I think, beat themselves more than the Mets won this series. And no disrespect to the Mets. Again, like, I'm giving credit to the Mets. Like, they did what they had to do. Phillies are still a better team. They just weren't the better team in this series. And I know maybe part of that is because I still hate the Mets and whatnot, but I still truly feel that way. This isn't a case the last couple of years where maybe the Braves were the better team than the Phillies in the, you know, in the regular season, and the Phillies just happened to beat them in the postseason. This isn't that case. I mean, this isn't that case of how I feel. I mean, the Mets pretty much did the Phillies what the Braves have done, or the Phillies have done to the Braves the last couple of years. That's pretty much what happened. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about how I feel about any of this, really. It's been an emotional roller coaster. And with this team, and some of us thought we were overreacting to how the Phils have played the last couple of months, but it was warranted now. It was warranted. So the two parts that get the most blame, obviously, we're going to end the show here because I'm not even going to get to around Major League Baseball because number one, Phillies offense, they get the most blame, obviously. And I don't care about what, I mean, it was awesome being at game two. I'll be honest, I'll remember that forever. That game that I witnessed in game two of the NLDS, being able to be there. What happened in the last three innings of that game, I will cherish forever, and that was awesome. I love the Phillies at the end of the day, and I love baseball at the end of the day, and that was one of the best games I've ever seen live. Probably the best ever. So I'll always remember that. But I don't even want to count those runs that they scored in those games when looking at what the offense did overall. Five runs in the three games that they lost. Five runs in the three games that they lost. They scored five runs. It's barely over a run per game. Whatever. I already explained earlier in the pod that being a top five offense in almost every category from the regular season, and that is what you do. I'm not even asking for the team to, not asking for the offense to put up 10 runs a game. I'm just asking you to at least be a halfway decent offense. You're scoring 1 to 2 runs a game. That's what you're doing. Horrible. Horrendous. Just ridiculous. Just horrible. I mean, I'm sitting here, I don't even have any words, but it doesn't work for a podcast because, again, I have dead air. I mean, this isn't the radio, but still. I mean, Nick Castellanos ended up being your best hitter. Isn't it crazy how that's worked? I mean, honestly, Cassie's been good since the All-Star break, so I want to give him credit there. But I think it just kind of shows the reflection of this offense, though. Like, it's Castellanos is hot, and then Schwarber's not hot. And I mean, my gosh, just looking at some of the numbers, Alec Boehm, I know he got benched. I mean, he was horrible. 1 for 13. Harper, I know Harper had some bad at bats and some big moments, but you know what, man? Overall, Bryce did his thing. Was probably one of the biggest reasons why they won that second game. You know, 333, 529, 750 slash line, almost a 1300 OPS. Like, I'm fine with what Bryce did. 1 for 13 from Brandon Marsh. 1 for 11 from JT Realmuto. Didn't have a hit. Kyle Schwarber, 2 for 16, besides that home run in game one. Awful. Bryson Stott, 2 for 11. Trey Turner, 3 for 15. Incredible. Bullpen getting the second most blame, but I can't even really talk too much about the bullpen. I mean, if the offense had been even competent, we'd be talking about the bullpen being, you know, we'd be probably blowing up at the bullpen. But the bullpen does, you know, to a certain extent, get blamed for this series. because they weren't good. Jeff Hoffman was not the Jeff Hoffman of the regular season. Matt Strom was not the Matt Strom of the regular season. Jose Ruiz wasn't phenomenal. Kirkering wasn't phenomenal. I mean, Kirkering was okay, I guess. Carlos Estevez, you know? No, he came in where Jeff Hoffman left the bases loaded. Right down the middle of Francisco Lindor. Lindor has been one of the best hitters in baseball this year, and he's been one of the most clutch hitters in baseball this year, and he was not going to miss that, and I was not surprised when it happened. Probably a great moment for Mets fans, but who cares? Bullpen was not good. Bullpen was not good in this series. But then, like I said, we're probably, rightfully so, glossing over that because this Phillies offense that is getting paid, I don't really care to do the math right now. You know how much the Phillies offense is getting paid. Trey Turner, $300 million over 10 years. Bryce Harper, 13, 330. Nick Castellanos was at 500. Kyle Schwarber, 4 for 80, right? I mean, you get the point. Do I really have to? JT Realmuto getting paid as the best catcher in baseball. You get it. Season's over. The season's over, and World Series are bust, and it's bust. 2024 in the books. 4 games in the NLDS to the New York Mets. That's what it is. I'll talk to you guys soon right here on Phillies Today on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.